Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, how passion and enthusiasm can overcome youth and inexperience. That story after this. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. The founder of a commodity trading company in Turkey says his passion and enthusiasm overcame his youth and inexperience as he launched a business that he initially had no idea about. His name is Artun Bekar, and he's managing director of New Turco, which deals in spices, nuts, and dried fruits. He has a thick accent, but his experience is pertinent, and you can hear his enthusiasm in the length of his first response. Artun, what does the company do?
Well, we trade special commodity, very niche products such as nuts and dried fruits. We have hazelnuts, Brazil nuts. Brazil nuts are sourced from Bolivia. Hazelnuts are sourced from Turkey. And we have dried apricots, dried figs, and raisins. Also, the dried fruits are sourced from Turkey. And how this started is a very, strange story because my partner, who is also my friend, is currently not here today because he had to run for a business meeting. But I will also speak on behalf of him. We had no idea of this kind of business on our background. We studied different, I studied international marketing and my partner studied international engineering. So we just ended up in this business by not really wanting to or, targeting to. We got a recommendation from a friend of our friend's father's friend's son, who was in this business. And my friend called me one day and said, you know, Artun, I'm trying to change what I'm doing now. I would like to start selling commodities to the Asian markets. Would you be interested? And those days, I was really having a hard time. You know, I didn't have a very good business going on. I didn't have a very solid job. So I said, of course, you know, let's try it out. And I asked him, so what's it that you're going to sell, you know? And he had no idea. And he said, okay, you know, we know this guy in China who is in this food business. Let's give him a call. And, you know, as it happens in life, the best advice sometimes comes from the people you don't know, you never met. So we gave him a call, and he told us after a short while that the nuts and dry fruits business is booming in China and other Asian markets. And he said, you know, you guys are located in Turkey and you are traveling to South America because you got good connections there, good friends there. So start sourcing out to the Chinese market and other Asian markets the nuts and dry fruits you have in your country. And we took that advice very deeply and, you know, to our hearts. And we started doing a lot of research. And I mean a lot of research. We spent 6 months, initial phase of the business model, we spent 6 months just on researching, learning the product, learning the market trends and how this business is done, you know, where do you buy it, who do you sell it to, and the person you sell it, what does it do with it. And after a while, we found out that we also need to find out how we're going to source these products. Are we going to buy them directly from the manufacturer's factories, or are we going to just be the middleman?
Okay.
And because we didn't have any capital, we really started from scratch. We had $200 saved. We got some help from the families, but really it was a very small amount. It really helped us just feed ourselves. But we had a hope and we believed in, you know, ourselves, and we were never skeptical about what we can achieve in a, you know, 3 years' time. And it has been 3 years. So we started going out to the factories in Turkey and knocking their door, you know, cold calling sometimes and demanding to meet with their boss. Most of the time we got turned off. You know, imagine these two young entrepreneurs, you know, like we were 26 at that time,
yeah,
walking up to a factory and, you know, saying that I want to meet with your boss. And people just look at you strangely and saying, like, who are you? Why are you here?
Right.
But after like 10th or 15th time, we got to the boss and we did our pitch. We told them, you know, we would like to sell your product to Asian markets. We would like to be your, you know, marketing and also your sales department. You know, you don't need to integrate us. You're going to work independently, but we're going to coordinate with you directly. And, you know, they asked us, what is it that you guys have and we don't have? You know, like, why should we let you do this on behalf of us? And we twisted our pitch a bit here and there, and we came up with, you know, a very good sales pitch, and they were convinced because they saw, I think, a little bit light in our eyes, and they saw we were very enthusiastic about this. So they gave us a shot. And after that, we got approval of the factories and other factories as well in the products I specified earlier in the conversation. We started attending food exhibitions in Asia, in Shanghai, in Thailand, in Indonesia. And, you know, our first food exhibition was hilarious because we went there and we really didn't know a lot about the product. Also, all that we thought we know, but, you know, there's a lot of specifications, you know, like yeah. You may think hazelnut is a basic thing, but there's calibration, there's, you know, analysis, microbiological analysis, etc. So when clients were asking us questions, we were really having hard time to, you know, give what they were expecting from us. But what we focused on, and I want people at my age to really understand this, it's very crucial. I understood in my life at early age, and I'm really thankful for that, is to focus on relationships more than the business itself or the profit itself, right? These days, people who just got out from college and starting a business, or people who are late 20s or early 30s, always go with the mainstream, right? Technology, hardware, software, application, social media platforms, right? They want to do something innovative, but in those technological platforms. But there's a lot of businesses out there, traditional, like commodity trading, right, that you can bring in so much innovation, and you can still keep the core values of fundamental business deals, right? People like to trust the other individual when they are doing a business deal. You can still keep that core value and still bring in some technology and innovation and balance it in a, you know, balance these two to have a better value. And we managed to pull this off. We really didn't focus on, it wasn't our intention to do this that way, but it just happened naturally because I think it is maybe our characters or our multicultural background that helped us do it, but it just happened naturally.
Wow.
So what happened is that we formed very strong relationships with clients. We focused on them individually, including their organization, and this gave us a leverage in against competition. Because, you know, the competitors, they are huge companies. They have a lot of capital. They are well known in the market. We are new. You know, we are just there first time, and it's hard to make people understand who you are and why you are there. So this gave us a leverage, forming a relationship with the clients.
Let me ask you too: would you sell your company if somebody came along and made an offer?
I would consider it, but this company is my, like, also when we start with our partner, we sit down and we told, you know, this company is going to be our baby, it's going to be our kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, of course, at the end of the tunnel, we want to make money, right? We want to make a living off. But we are also having a very minimalized lifestyle. You know, we don't go out, we don't spend much money because, you know, we are really focused on the business and we believe in, you know, spirituality and developing ourselves. Would I sell the company? Would my partner agree on it? Yes, but we would be on board. We would tell the buyer to, you know, we would like to stay on the board to help to grow the company further.
Yeah.
Offer, you know, I mean, everything has a price in life. It really depends on the offer.
Thanks, Artun. Artun Bekar, Managing Director and Founder of Nuturco. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can email me, like Artun did, at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We'll be right back.